You would have heard in our Eyewitness News bulletins throughout the day, the case against the 12 accused in the Nelson Mandela funeral corruption case has been postponed to July. Included in that list of accused is former Eastern Cape Health MEC Sindiswa Gomba. The bunch of them are accused of trying to defraud the Buffalo City Municipality of 10 million rand during preparations for the funeral of former President Nelson Mandela, a crime that I find particularly distasteful. They appeared at the East London Magistrates Court earlier today, and Kevin Brunt is the reporter covering that case. He joins us now. Kevin, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Starting with the actual crime that the accused were trying to defraud the local municipality of 10 million rand, how much did they actually manage to siphon, and what charges are they facing?
Always a pleasure, Amy. Good afternoon. Well, according to the state, the accused brought the Buffalo City Municipality Council under the impression that it was responsible for providing transportation for mourners at the time of late former President Nelson Mandela's funeral in the Eastern Cape. And in the court papers, it stated that the role of Sindiswa Gomba was to ensure that the money is being paid over to this transport company that accused number one, Punzile Mkolo, arranged. He at the time was also a key figure there in the municipality. But eventually, 5.9 million was transferred from the municipality. Then one of the municipal managers, Andile Fani, intervened and he stopped further payment, preventing then 4.1 million being paid over. So as you correctly stated, the former Health MEC of the Eastern Cape, Sindiswa Gomba, as well as other accused, the former Buffalo City mayors, Zukiswa Nata, former Buffalo City Council Speaker Loleka Nzele, as well as the former Municipal Supply Chain Manager, Sembelane Sali, and others were in court today. The matter has been postponed to the 28th of July, and that is to sort out some pre-trial arrangements and also to deal with other issues that the state doesn't want it to arise during a trial. But let's listen to what NPA spokesperson Sipho Ngwema said earlier. He said that some of the accused complained that there's once again a delay in the matter moving forward, Amy.
This is surprising because today was not expected to be a trial date. When the matter was postponed to today, it was clear that it was part of the preliminary processes in order to finally determine a date where the matter will be heard. The matter will be heard in the High Court, not at the East London Magistrate Court. And therefore, you cannot blame the prosecution for the matter not going on trial today. Secondly, some of the accused in this matter have made representations, and this is their right. So therefore, we cannot proceed until their representations have been heard. The National Prosecuting Authority apply its mind on the representations by the accused and then be able to make a determination.
So another delay, but Kevin, am I the only person sitting here wondering why this case is taking so long to come to a conclusion? I mean, how many years is this now?
Well, Amy, there were a number of delays since the case was initially brought to court. I know that in 2019 it was also provisionally withdrawn. It was then in February this year, reinstated, the accused appeared before the East London Magistrates Court, and it was also later that month that the MEC was then sacked by the Eastern Cape Premier, Oscar Mabuyane. And this case relates obviously to a key figure. He's accused one in the state's case, Punzile Mkolo. He colluded with Mzwandile Sukwale for his company, a transport company, Amy, Victory Ticket, submit an inflated quotation for the transportation of the mourners, even though Victory Ticket was not even on the Buffalo City Municipality's database. The officials then colluded to ensure that he is, one of the people on the database of the people that the municipality can use. Sukwale then in December 2014, he pleaded guilty to fraud and money laundering charges, and he entered into a plea and sentence agreement with the state. He was fined 100,000 rand, and he also got a 5-year suspended sentence. So as this case moves forward, Amy, I expect we will get a clearer picture as to the exact role that each of the individuals or each of the accused in the matter played. At this stage, it appeared as if Sindiswa Gomba only had to make sure that the money is being transferred. The state's case goes further into exactly how much funds were disbursed to the various individuals, and we do expect a bit more detail to come forward. There were also T-shirts printed, and also money is being paid for catering, and something that, as I understand from the state's case, was at the time not even requested to play out, but these officials ensured that they then, through the Buffalo City Municipality coffers, were able to get their hands on these funds, Amy.
Unbelievable. Kevin, thank you as always for that comprehensive report. That's Eyewitness News reporter Kevin Brent.